There's the music we look forward to every Thursday here on Main Street. And buckle up, it's F1, the movie we're reviewing with our good friend Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Thanks, Greg.
This is a high-octane ride, a movie that I have seen. Brad Pitt, of course, he's the star. He plays a grizzled former driver pulled back onto the track for one last shot at glory. Matt, I love the film. I love the music with the film, Matt. Mm-hmm. Intense. And I liked it.
I like the film. I don't think it's the best racing film ever, though, and I'll get to that in a minute, what I think are the better racing films. First thing I'll say is, now this is just my opinion, I think movies about car racing are more interesting than watching a race itself. I grew up with a dad who complained about car racing. So you can't tell who's ahead after the first lap. So we really didn't watch it. I think it's a battle of machinery and mechanics more than really an athletic sport. But I will say,
especially in F1, we learn.
Yes. So I think that the thing that this film has going for it, and I did like it. I didn't love it, but I think it's about 10 minutes too long, because we have to go through every single race on this thing. So he plays Sonny Hayes. Brad Pitt is Sonny Hayes. He's the best that never was. And Javier Bardem finds him after he participates in the 24 Hours of Daytona, which Sonny Hayes is part of, and they win. And Bardem is a former F1 racer who's now a team owner. His team sucks. They have a word describing their car that I can't repeat on radio. They don't have a good enough car to compete. They're basically finishing last or out of the money every week on Formula One. But he wants Sonny Hayes to come in and be the second driver on the team, along with the younger hotshot driver that's in the film as well. And I like the dynamic of that. I think the thing about the film is it's a predictable movie star vehicle, and it's a vehicle for Brad Pitt to show what a great movie star he is. It's a story of redemption. You can see the plot beats coming before they come. The drivers are going to clash. They're going to have a rivalry.
On the same team here.
Same team. But you know that driver friction's going to come. Bardem's got to keep them from destroying each other. Kerry Condon plays the car designer, Irish actress who's very good. And you know sparks are going to fly with her and Pitt at some point. I like that they had a female as kind of the car designer. And basically they need a better car to compete. But he comes in, he kind of shows his chops, his veteran ways at driving, which sometimes are aggressive, sometimes too aggressive. But I think what works with the film is Joseph Kosinski, the director, who also directed Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick. They're trying to find that same formula that worked for Top Gun Maverick. And so far it's grossed over $200 million worldwide, which is a testament to car racing and also Brad Pitt as a movie star. Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about, is Tom Cruise the greatest male film star of all time? I think we can safely say Brad Pitt is top 10. He's similar age to Cruise. He puts people in the theater. I think he's a little better actor. I like his on-screen persona better than I like Tom Cruise's. And the fact that he can open a car racing film, which really isn't based on any franchise, is a testament to Pitt's stardom. So I liked all of that part. I think the film's a little too long. I think the car racing scenes are phenomenal. You feel like you're in the cockpit with them. What I also like, Craig, was the behind-the-scenes stuff with the team, talking about tires, how long you can go on tires, when you have to come in for a pit stop. These are things I don't know. They also talk about race strategy. We're going to go hard first, not as hard in the middle, and they're having these like team meetings. It feels like you're on a football team. So I like that part of it a lot. So in other racing films, we don't really see that as much. I think you really got taken down into the pits with what a team looks like. So I like that part of it. I like that it's making money. I like that an old-fashioned movie star like Brad Pitt can bring people in the theaters. And that's really what it is. It's a summer popcorn movie. We know the ending. We know what's going to happen. We know it's a tale of redemption. We know he's got a backstory. He's got a past. I'm not going to tell people what that is. There's a lot of past here of why he didn't get to the top of the mountain. But again, Bardem is giving him that second chance. And my favorite line in the movie is near the end when Bardem is talking about car racing. He says, "Why do we do this? What's wrong with tennis or golf? You know, we put ourselves through danger and, you know, fires and crashes." So overall, I liked it. I do think the best racing movies I've ever seen are Ford versus Ferrari and Ron Howard's Rush. Those are both based on true stories. Interestingly enough, this is not.
F1 stands for Formula One. Mm-hmm. We had an exchange student in high school who lived with us, Matt, and he was from Germany. And he let us know that Formula One in Europe is a huge, huge deal.
It's huge.
Did that come off to you in this movie?
Yes. He, you know, when Bardem finds him, Pitt's in America. So he has to go to London. That's where the team is. It's definitely a European sport for sure. It's unusual to have American drivers, quite frankly. So him being brought into the fold with this young British driver, who's very good in the film as well, the young actor who plays the young British driver. It's huge in Europe. They're traveling all over the globe. You know, they're in Dubai. They're in Mexico City. They're in Vegas at one point. They're in Belgium. Most of the races are in Europe. Tokyo, of course. It's a huge sport. It's big in Europe. It's never quite caught on here. They do have some races here, like on the Vegas Strip. But basically, if you're going to put a gun to my head and tell me I have to watch a car race, I'll watch F1, because at least it's not around the same circle over and over and over like NASCAR. Don't get me started, Craig, on NASCAR. And I know I'm
talking to the guy who went to the Daytona 500 this year, by the way, man.
That's fine. I understand. I understand you like it. That's fine. It's just not my thing, but I think F1 is a little more exciting.
I read a little bit that they had to really come up with technology to film this thing. You talked about it. And it made me wonder whether that line was crossed into CGI or real filming, because it's so incredibly fast, it's incredibly tight, and it is a risky business. You know?
So there's definitely some stunt driving going on here, but it was confirmed that Pitt was driving at least 180 miles per hour in some of these cars. But yes, certainly to film car races is difficult to do. You're going to need stunt drivers all over the place. You're not going to put Brad Pitt's life at risk in this movie. Tom Cruise, different breed of animal. He likes to do all of his stunts. He's broken ankles on film sets, that kind of thing. But I do think whatever CGI they were using, Craig, versus real cars on the track, it works. You feel like you're there. You feel like you're watching a real race and not some cartoon, basically.
So let's step back and look at summer. How do you think summer at the movies is going, Matt?
So far, what I'm hearing is it's pretty good. We don't have that mega monstrous blockbuster yet.
This isn't it.
This is one of them. But typically, Jurassic. I mean, look, which I'm not going to see. I'm done with Jurassic.
We're not going to review it.
Superman will be next. I have no desire to go see more CGI dinosaurs. It's been done to death. Spielberg has nothing to do with it anymore, and I don't want to see it. So that obviously opened huge, like it's going to. There's a set audience that's going to go to that film. Superman, interesting to see how Superman does. I'm really curious if Superman still has legs in 2025. The previews look interesting to me, so we'll see. So far, I think the summer is going fairly well. Are they ever going to top the Barbenheimer situation again? Lightning doesn't strike twice all the time. Two summers ago, Barbie and Oppenheimer. We may never see that again.
Do we know if there are some movies in front of us yet this summer that could become blockbusters?
Fantastic Four. What kind of legs does Fantastic Four have from Marvel with new actors, Pedro Pascal and all the others that are in Fantastic Four? They're trying to reboot Fantastic Four to see if this has legs. We did see recently with Marvel's Thunderbolts, that did better than a lot of the post-Avengers Endgame Marvel films. So that suggested, if you've got the right cast, the right dynamics, that Marvel can hit it out of the park again. We'll see about Fantastic Four. That one I'm not really sure of. It's going to be very interesting to see what Fantastic Four and Superman do.
Let's turn to the Oscar part of our program. Matt, of course, Brad Pitt has won Academy Awards. It's a two-parter. What awards has he won?
He has won for Best Supporting Actor for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in 2019. He also got a producing Oscar for 12 Years a Slave in 2013, where he has a kind of an interesting cameo at the end of that film.
And which actress also won a Best Picture Award for producing and also for Best Actress in 2020?
That was Frances McDormand for Nomadland.
Well done. You've been to the movies with Matt Olien.